You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Welcome, Natural Ange.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks.
That's good. That's good. I just want a friendly reminder, everybody out there, if you have any health queries, you can text into 5395 and we'll get Natural Ange to answer that. But what are we going to be looking at today?
I thought I'd start off with Hippocrates. Let thy medicine be thy food and the food be thy medicine.
Cool.
And that is eating a high vegetable intake diet with whole grains. I know some of you are paleo and things like that, but sometimes the protein can get too high, and after a while, like, you feel great the first year, and then the protein in the high amounts starts to get too much. So it can be
a paleo diet. I've always been a bit confused about it.
Grain-free, it's like sort of before the agricultural revolution.
So it's like, like people always say it's the caveman diet.
Yeah. Anything that you can catch with a spear or things like that.
Why do people follow that as like a way of
on the whole, it's gluten-free, which a lot of people respond to really well because breads and things in the flour is just so highly bred to be soft and peppy and lots of preservatives in it. So, I mean, a lot of breads don't even go off anymore. But, you know, if you make a bread, the next day it's for the ducks, you know. it's dry. So, I know kids wouldn't know what duck bread is, would they? But we used to just have bread and then the next day it was too dry.
I just always remember Mum be like, oh, we've got this bread, let's go take it down and give it to the ducks.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Lake Taupo, there are a lot of ducks, but you've just put a reminder on me there. That was funny. So the whole thing is Mediterranean diet and the vegetarian diet, evidence-based medicine says that's where you get longevity and, you know, all those degenerative diseases get less and people get more on, they lose weight and get more onto a normal range.
You just feel better as well.
Oh, you do. White bread, white flour, pasta, all sticks to the lining of your bowel, you know, and just puts a slick there, really. And especially if you don't do sour foods before meals to get all those enzymes going. So it's just sort of, you know, then people get constipation and then they sort of think, oh, well, that's the norm. It's not the norm. Where does that food go, you know?
Somebody asked, actually, their toenail with fungus underneath, how to treat.
Oh, yeah. So I'll come to that later because I just sort of carry on with the whole grain thing because I emailed that person back last week, I think. Anyway, what we want to do there is if you go to a sushi place, ask they do brown rice. Like they're going to do it by demand and it's by customer direction only, you know. So we make a black rice risotto. You get the series black rice. It's really good. And a mushroom risotto, and you can put whatever stock through it, whether it's a chicken stock or a vegetarian stock. Yeah. But, you know, you can make really yummy foods and get into the slaws. You know, like I've been looking at magazines lately, you know, and all the spring, summer salads are coming out, and they're really inspiring. And so write a list of all the neat little things that you can put in the salads and get them so that you can just throw an amazing salad together. Because if you take that as a plate, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Toenail fungus.
Toenail fungus.
Okay, so that's a tricky one. Often you get it at nail bars and things. So what you want to do is two things. There's an Alamed one, which I'm not sure how well it goes. Works for some people. It's a garlic-based one, which is antifungal. There's the Kinestin one from the chemist, dare I say, and it's $80 and it works. It's like two pot resin. It's like one tube and then the next tube and you use it for 6 weeks and that gets rid of it. And then you've got to chuck out all your nail polish if this is a woman. Might be a man. And then start again fresh and don't get a nail bar. It's like paint your own nails so you know what you got.
Jeepers, I didn't even know you could get fungus.
Yeah, I know people who have sort of been overseas on a holiday and then went to the nail bar and got their nails done and then, oh no, my toenail's just crumbling away.
Someone's just asked, they had a gastro bug and they're feeling better now, but they're wondering what recovery food they can have because they're still feeling weak.
Miso soup, stewed apple, that's sort of all healing foods to help with that.
Yeah.
Smoothies are good and then soups and then build up, you know, into sort of brown rice and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Perfect. And we've got probiotics if it's just not coming right. Because some do linger, then probably come and make an appointment with me and I'll check it out and sort of see what you do need to do because there's certain probiotics and there's other ones that are one's for one and one's for another.
Is this time of year, is it normal for people to kind of go through like with the change of seasons, do people's bodies usually kind of act out or tend to, I don't know. Does seasons have an effect on
seasons? I'm just sort of thinking food can get warm, and you know, like so if there's chicken or anything like that, you need to sort of watch out.
Yeah,
you know, often you can be at a function, and if the chicken's left out in the warm, it's not that great.
Yeah.
A lot of people sort of end of year stress, high powered, how do I get through this? And in which case, I'd either get Stress Less, which is on my website, or use the magnesiums. You can do a mineral appraisal and it'll tell you which magnesium you need, because people just go, I've got no time for an appointment, I've just got to get to the end of the year. And they're in that mode, and we can support that. So there's ginsengs and B vitamins and magnesiums to help with that.
Cool. So what kind of things can people do to replace bread in their diet? Because it is such like a normal thing to have throughout your day.
Yeah, you can still have bread, but just make it whole grain.
Okay.
You know, proper whole grain. Like, you know, you can get those 7-grain sourdough loaves, which are beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're becoming more and more popular. And the Vogels do a really good range.
Yeah.
You know, and what I like about Vogels is it goes off. It grows mold.
Right.
You know, it's alive. It's real, you know. Yeah, and I tend to, and then you go back to your brown rice and polentas and quinoa and, you know, just change it around. Use kumara, not always potato.
Right, because can potato have negative effects? It is quite...
Not particularly, but some people are sensitive to the nightshade family. So if you know, well, I don't really like potatoes and tomatoes, then you know, or some people, like for me, I get an itchy throat on eggplant.
Really?
And capsicum doesn't agree with me, yeah. So some people just go, oh, you're the nightshade family, I know that one. So that's why I always just sort of say, along with the whole grain high vegetable intake, is you rotate your foods too.
Mm.
You know, so it's not always bread, cheese, tomato, spaghetti, cheese, tomato. It's got, like, got coleslaw and kumar and polenta.
Right. So
and
it's just creating that balance for people.
Yeah.
Cool.
Variety is the key.
Someone said help for joint pain, 40 years old, started postpartum but ongoing ankles, knees, toes and fingers, no x-ray changes. Blood's normal. Tried glucosamine and
chondroitin.
Yeah, didn't work. Anything else?
Yeah.
Turmeric?
You've got to treat the inflammation, and I recommend an appointment for that, because we've got to step into your diet and get everything switched on again. I need to see this person.
Okay, yeah. So we'll forward Amanda on to you.
Yes, good idea.
Cool.
It's just like some people just like supplements. It's not going to work until you treat the inflammation, get your gut working right, detox for some people, and then, you know, the cogs start to turn.
So it's amazing how much power the gut can have over your health in general.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's your second brain, it's your immunity, it makes serotonin, it picks up your vitamins and minerals. It is everything.
Cool.
Yes.
It is everything. Well, thank you, Ange, for popping in. We will put through those people that you want to see. If anybody else wants to get in contact with you, they can find you above Harvest Whole Foods.
That's right.
Or on naturalange.co.nz.
Either one works. Yeah.
co.nz or .com. Well, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.